One of the most beloved scriptures in all the Bible is Isaiah 7:14. This is what it says. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel. This is a famous prophecy of the birth of the Messiah. This scripture is repeated in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, with the added explanation that Emmanuel means God with us. By the birth of Jesus Christ, God is indeed with us. However, if God is with us, we must ask ourselves, why do we struggle so much in life? If God is with us, why do we often feel like we are living empty lives? Lives that do not fill us with nourishing food. If God is with us, why do we feel so unsatisfied? The answer is actually quite simple. The answer is that many of us Christians, simply live lives that put other things in place of God. Oftentimes we prioritize, we embrace things, we consume things that are largely unimportant and inconsequential. As a result, our lives are full of empty spiritual calories. And in doing so, we gain weight from the ways of the world. Brethren, if God is with us, as the scriptures indicate, are there things that prevent us from hearing God's voice and growing in the things of God? Years ago, many years ago, famous Christian author C.S. Lewis came up with 7 things that he decided to quit to help him grow in Christ. Friends, maybe we too should quit some things in life just as C.S. Lewis decided. Think about your life. Are there things we need to quit so that we can draw closer to God? Brethren, over the next few mornings, I want to discuss with you one by one these 7 things that C.S. Lewis decided to quit in order to help him grow in Christ. I really hope you will join me. Perhaps we can do some self-evaluation and find some things to quit. Brethren, as the scripture says, God is with us. Let us discover if there are some things in our lives, things that we can quit in order to ensure that we are with God. Amen.